All right, you're listening to Namely 90s on NPR. No, just kidding. Okay, I have to stop.
Welcome to Namely 90s. Wow. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
Yes, hello, you're listening to Namely 90s. I'm Andrew. Over there is Brandon, as usual.
That's me.
And you can find us online at our website, namely90s.com, or on Twitter at namely90s with a 90s. And we would encourage you to join us there. Fill out our holiday survey, which I'm sure Brandon, as usual, will go into more depth on, and reach out. We'd love to hear from you. So, yeah, why don't you tell us a bit more about that holiday
thing? Yeah, before we get started on today's episode, do us a favor and visit namely90s.com/holiday, where you'll find a link to a Google form, because we want to know what your favorite or least favorite holiday episode of 90s TV is for a special project we've got cooking up for December. You can submit now through the end of November or American Thanksgiving, because who cares about that last week? Am I right? Thank you for listening and for your submissions. Speaking of American Thanksgiving, last night I was kind of scrolling through Twitter or Instagram. I don't remember which. And I think it was on our Namely 90s account, which was even weirder. But I saw a targeted ad for Target, of all things. No pun intended there. And it said Black Friday deals through the end of this weekend. And I was like, for those of you that don't realize this, we're recording on the 30th of October. And I was just like, did I skip a month? Did I fast travel to the end of November? am I going to get out of this faster than I thought?
That's really funny. Hey, how about that election? Wait.
Yeah. we're either really happy or in a sea of despair right now, which is why we're recording early.
Or the studio could possibly be on fire currently. We don't know.
Given some projections by certain peoples. Although if it was my studio that's on fire, that would be unfortunate since that's where I live.
It'll be interesting to see what the result is once we record our next time. But hopefully went well and everyone's happy and healthy at the conclusion of that. We probably honestly still don't know what the outcome is based on how close it might be and all of like the absentee votes and all that. So
we're just going to gloss over the fact that Target started their Black Friday deals a month in advance of Black Friday.
Yeah. And like, that's not like, you can't call it Black Friday deal, because like that implies that it's on a specific day.
Thank you.
You can call it your November Thanksgiving savings sale, but you can't call it a Black Friday sale 3 weeks before Black Friday even occurs.
It wasn't even November yet at that point.
Yeah, you may as well just go put out some Christmas decorations while you're at it. Yeah,
I mean, Costco already has the Christmas decorations out, but
yeah, but people putting up in the yard already—that's not cool. Like, come on, guys. Yeah. Halloween's tomorrow.
Yeah. Finish up Halloween first. Come on. It's crazy how far. Like, how is it Black Friday if it's not the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Well, and I guess it's going to all be like sort of online Black Friday stuff. I mean, there's still some in-store shopping, and it'd be interesting to see what retailers are doing this year.
Well, I mean, seeing as for Record Store Day, I lined up, I had to line up three times this year instead of just once, because they split it into three different weekends across 3 months. So I had to wake up at 5:30, thrice.
Imagine how long the lines are going to be when everyone has to be 6 feet apart.
I know, right? The first time they even had like proper spacing on the sidewalk, whereas in future events, we just kind of spaced ourselves evenly.
Well, you know, people are going to show up in mass to go shopping, which is kind of interesting.
In mass?
In mass or in mass. Yeah, not in Idaho. But in any case, that was a really dumb joke. I'm sorry. I wasn't even meant to be a joke. You picked up on that. Oh, well, gosh.
That's why I went for the joke. all right. Yeah, so... shopping. No.
Shopping.
Let's just travel back to November 1999.
Let's do it.
Because let's face it, we really need to.
One thing I wanted to tell you about, sorry. Oh. I just remembered. So the other day I'm at work and my wife sends me this link to a like a shirt. Now, I feel like I'm gonna pull it up my phone and show you guys. Yeah, it was an Amazon link. And she asked me what size I wanted and what color.
Oh, God.
And I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through my phone. Yeah, she asked me what size and color I wanted of this shirt. I've been holding it up to the camera. And I was like, I don't want that. I said, I don't think I want that. And I'm going to send it to you as well. But so apparently it's like, it basically looks like a men's dress, but it's supposed to be like a night shirt. And it was actually a challenge she was doing with some like Facebook people that she knows, where they were supposed to ask their husbands what color they wanted and see what kind of answers they would get. And so she was like, she told me like why it would be a good idea or something that's like cozy or whatever. I was like, okay, I'll just take black and gray. And I was like one of two men out of hundreds that were like, whatever, I'll take one. So I just... then she informed me later that it was a joke, and I was like kind of looking forward to it because it actually did look kind of comfortable. She was like, you're a dork. Like an
old-timey sleeping gown.
I sent it to your...
to my messenger, which is on my phone, which I'm recording my video on.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind. So he'll get to laugh at that later and when he goes back and watches the video, but I'm not getting one, it turns out.
Yeah, and for those of you that tried to look at Andrew Shung's phone to you, I've just replaced it with an image that from the internet.
Yeah, it could be anything. It's like holding up a white sign in Congress. That is my favorite gag. When someone holds up a blank sign or like a white sign, they make it blank and put other stuff on it. So funny.
And easy to do. All right. So November 3rd, 1999, the Lakers play their first game in the Staples Center. Gonna make a joke there.
Yeah. And since then, they've become a staple of the community.
I was thinking the Staples Center is certainly the staple of basketball stadiums in my mind. On November 6th, well, because that's the only arena I think of since they took our team away from us. On November.
The LA Kings play there. I think the LA Kings play there, too.
That sounds right. On November 6th, Australians vote to keep the British monarch as their head of state, to all of our Aussie listeners. On the 12th, Courage the Cowardly Dog premieres on Cartoon Network. The 16th, The Chronic 2001, an album by Dr. Dre, is released. On the 19th, John Carpenter becomes the first player to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Nice.
On November 21st, Elian Gonzalez leaves Cuba with his mother for Florida. If those of you don't remember, in the early 2000s, there's a big thing about Elian Gonzalez and being separated from his mother and one of them being sent back to Cuba for illegal immigration and the other one not.
Could you imagine a child being separated from its parents?
Right.
Hmm.
Hopefully not anymore.
we'll see.
And then, I think if like they had the raid video, like there's an ICE raid and like they find him in the closet and hiding and it was heartbreaking. He was America's immigrant.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it like how the Dallas Cowboys are America's team?
Yes. Well,
even though they suck and no one likes them.
I think whenever anyone says that, it's like it's the thing that the populace has adopted as their interest.
I feel like it's a real blowhardy, like Chris Collinsworth thing to say every single time Sunday Night Football is on. It's like
America's game. Wait, is that The Price is Right?
That's Wheel of Fortune.
That's what it is.
It's America's game. That's fine. Okay, that's
on the 24th. Donkey Kong 64 is released for some system. I don't remember which system.
That was the Atari?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. No. The Atari 2600. On November 30th, WTO protests in Seattle catch the police unprepared and force the closing of the opening ceremonies.
Of the WTO?
Yeah. Gotcha. Do you remember that?
Which is why the Seattle police were riding around in tanks for so long or whatever.
It may be why an increase of force has gone on.
It actually was. I mean, that's largely accepted to be why that happened. It's like the militarization of the police in a way. Interesting.
Yeah. Matchstick. And in the box offices, we have on the 10th, Pokemon, the first movie. On the 12th, Dogma. On the 19th, we have Sleepy Hollow, the Tim Burton version, and also The World Is Not Enough.
Oh, yeah.
And finally,
it's a good one.
Oh, yeah. You let me borrow that on VHS, I believe, or DVD. DVD?
Well, I was just saying, I'm a big fan of Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. I know people don't like him, some people. I'm a big fan.
I GoldenEye is good. Maybe do I have this as a topic? GoldenEye is good. Tomorrow Never Dies is not my favorite. I do like The World Is Not Enough, and then the Halle Berry one was just trash.
Oh yeah, what was that one?
Die again? Another Day.
Die Another Day. Yeah, that wasn't
including
great.
Madonna's song. And then finally on the 24th, Toy Story 2 comes out. And then in the Billboard charts for the second week in November, we have Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas in from October and carries through to the end of the year. Number three is Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven is I Need to Know by Mark Antony. Number 10 is You Drive Me Crazy by Britney Spears. Number 12 is Someday by Sugar Ray. 17, Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. 18, Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez. 19, Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Number 22, All Star by Smash Mouth. Number 23,
wow.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. And finally, number 25, which is where I usually cut off, for those of you that don't know, on the top 100 is Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys.
I think it's funny that like Mambo Number 5 and Who Let the Dogs Out and stuff are like fairly popular for kids. But the actual subject matter of those songs is really not kid friendly.
Yeah, you brought that up one of the times. Man. I think it was
like they're barking like doggies. Yeah, they're like degrading women. So, okay, kids, enjoy.
I think you brought that up on the episode that we did actually talk about Mamba Number 5.
Or
one of your kids were listening to
Who the Dogs Out.
No, you brought that up while we were talking about Mamba Number 5. Yeah. Which is a great episode if you want to go back and listen. plug. And I don't know where I wanted to steer this. I know I want to steer it to Pokemon, the first movie.
Well, I don't remember the movie, but I remember being excited about it. And I remember recently my dad was talking about this. He actually went to that movie with me. And apparently it was extremely painful. As an adult to take your kid to.
Oh, I can imagine. So it just, they remade it for Netflix, or Japan remade it for its 20th anniversary, and Netflix bought the rights to it in America. So I was bored one day and I watched it because quarantine, and I was like, wow, this is a terrible movie.
Yeah, I mean, who expects it to be good, right?
Kids, I guess. I remember it had the extended Pokemon theme song, which I don't think we like American version, which is one of the first things hypothetically I downloaded on Napster, because that's what was going on at the time. And it included verses that you would never have heard on the TV version because it was like a minute and 30 seconds long instead of just the regular
kids are just so easily won over, like, oh, we love this thing, and now they're making a movie, so therefore it's awesome. I miss those days.
There were some cool parts. I thought, like, the intro battle, because the intro battle introduced some second generation Pokemon that we hadn't seen up to that point in North America, including Donphan. And the Nurse Joy was the secret helper at the lighthouse was kind of a shock to me. Because she had been kidnapped or something. I mean, as much as I just ragged on the movie and saying it was painful to watch,
Well, if you're that age, it's good to watch. But if you're like 11, you know, it's great.
Yeah. being a Pokemon fan since being that age, I learned in the last few years that there is like a prologue that we never got to see, because there is a prequel part of Mewtwo Strikes Back in the TV show. Like, Mewtwo escapes from Giovanni's gym where he's like the head of Team Rocket or whatever in the anime. And then that jumps directly into the first Pokemon movie. But there's also a darker intro that they never did. Where, they animated it and they released it on VHS or DVD or whatever, where the scientist that cloned Mewtwo and cloned all those other clones, he was trying to bring back his dead daughter. So there's actually a clone of his daughter that Mewtwo meets psychically while they're all incubating in the test tubes, and then they go on like a little psychic adventure together, but then she dies, and then that's how the movie starts, and that's why he gets so pissed off and breaks out and whatever.
Yikes. Yeah. That's really strange. The funny thing is how excited I was to see it. I have no recollection of the actual movie.
Yeah. I the only reason I remember any of it is, I mean, I remember the intro because I watched it over and over again, but the reason why it's fresh in my mind is because I recently watched the reanimated version on Netflix. I remember the second one better, which I also saw in theaters. I think you were over Pokemon by that time. But they gave away Zapdos, the three legendary birds, Zapdos, Articuno, and Moltres Pokemon cards. And then you also got an Ancient Mew card for the Pokemon trading card game. So I dragged both my parents to the movie theater to make sure that we got all three cards for seeing the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. On around opening night too, which is nice of them to do. Also, I mean, we obviously need to talk about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay, let's do it. So that was Regis Philbin originally.
R.I.P.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, Regis.
Yeah.
He was very old.
He was, but he was also like, I've just finished a rewatch of How I Met Your Mother, and he's in he does a cameo in an episode, and he's just awesome. Regis was always awesome, always energetic, great way to start the day. I'm sure people will say that about Kelly Ripa in 20 years.
And Ryan Seacrest?
No.
No.
No, I'm just saying no. They won't say that about him.
Okay. I remember back when he was on American Idol, he used to wear like a lot of shirts with like the top buttons undone. So people would call him Ryan Seacrest. Do you remember that?
No, I do not remember that. I don't know why you didn't bring this up during our American Idol discussion.
I don't know. Gosh, that's funny.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest will still be the butt of jokes in 20 years. Like on Community, where they're like Joel McHale's character. Wow, you're actually more handsome than the man that's known for being handsome.
Well, although you know it's Ryan Seacrest, but he's overrated. But he has built quite the career.
Oh yeah,
despite being sort of
talented.
Yeah, I guess
he's
so.
Like Carson Daly, except 10 years later.
Carson Daly.
But do you remember the game Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh yeah. Cause you had the questions, they got harder as you went. And of course you had the lifelines, which was phone a friend. Ask the Audience, and what was the other one?
50-50.
But the phone a friend one now, it's like text your friend and see if they're still ghosting you, I guess. Like, no one's going to answer their phone. Did they ever just not answer and that was, they didn't get their lifeline?
I think that was on it. Well, no, they would just call another friend, I think.
Well, I think what it ultimately is they probably know, like, here's the seven people you're allowed to call. Like, give us their number, tell them to be on, you know, available. Yeah. But no, it'd be funny if you just called someone. They're like, yeah,
I think answer. It happened. I think it happened at least once because it was like on the promo. They're like, does he pick up? And then they just call another friend and get.
Okay.
Also, I mean, this became a worldwide phenomena. It was the basis for the movie Slumdog Millionaire.
Jeremy Clarkson has hosted it at times in the UK, which apparently is really funny. It's amazing.
Have you not seen those clips?
I've seen a couple of them.
Did I send you the one where he thinks he knows the correct answer and he's like, I don't even have to look. You got it. You won like half a mil. And then he hears his ear and he's like, oh, well, actually, no, that wasn't the correct answer. What the hell? I always thought that was a deer. Yeah. And the guy,
I would watch the guy's just quite religiously. Yeah,
the guy's just sitting there and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that to me. Like on his face,
that is but so
he doesn't
funny.
Like, he doesn't physically assault Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh my
like
gosh.
He once physically assaulted a PA for bringing him food. Where's that new Grand Tour, man?
I don't know. Oh my gosh, Amazon, you're killing us. And also, could we not wait like 38 months for the next Jack Ryan, please? I can't. Also, can the episodes not be like 42 minutes long?
Sorry. Do you want them to be longer or shorter?
Yeah, did you ever watch that show?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
The first season was great. They were nice long episodes. The second season, I was like, okay, this isn't enough episodes. And then they kept getting shorter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, this is not okay. We need more of this. We need it immediately. It needs to be
longer.
They're
probably trying to cut it down so they could sell it to a network for syndication.
I don't know. I'm just, but each one only had like five or six or eight episodes or something. Huh. So they need to do more.
Well, because I noticed, especially now with there's like no new content coming out other than animated stuff. A lot of the popular streaming shows have ported over to Comedy Central on reruns, but it's like new episodes of BoJack Horseman. I'm like, sorry, that ended like a year ago.
So some things are back in production, like Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. The new one is in production.
They just wrapped The Legend of Shang-Chi, which is one of the next Marvel movies.
That NBC show This Is Us is recording again. People love that show. I've watched it a little bit. It's sort of annoying.
Soap operas are recording right now, but they're trying to follow the procedures. Have you seen this video? Like, there's this really important moment where two characters kiss, but they didn't want to have to kiss in real life because it might. I don't know, it might be against current code.
Yeah,
so they just had a dummy for each side, and they just shot from an angle where it didn't look like. I mean, it did still look like they were making out with a mannequin, but.
No, I mean, I think the smart thing to do, which is what like This Is Us, I think, is doing, is they're just the pandemic is part of the storyline. Mm-hmm. So like people wearing masks, oh, it's
nice.
A thing.
That's nice.
Obviously in like the scenes indoors where it's like families and stuff, they don't do it, but they're like in a bubble and everything. It's kind of, it makes it hard to do, but they're doing
that's
it.
Nice. For like the CW shows, since they all shoot in Canada, they're Canada is pretty good about like bubbles and quarantining together and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think Batwoman, Lois and Clark and, what's the third one? The Flash. They're all shooting again right now, and they're going to be back in early January. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to some new television. Archer just finished its 11th season and got renewed for a 12th, which was awesome because they woke him up from a 3-year coma. Finally, yeah, And then all the Fox animations are going on right now. Treehouse of Horror, I think, comes back this weekend because the stupid Dodgers won the World Series.
This weekend or last weekend?
For us, it's November 1st, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's already aired at this point that you're listening, listeners. And then finally, since we haven't done it in a while, I wanted to read some song lyrics to you.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not going to tell you which song because we had so many songs in the Billboard chart. But I think okay. I think you'll pick up really, really quickly. Here we go. So they're finally here performing for you. If you know the words, you can join in too. You put your hands together if you want to clap as we take you through this monkey rap. Huh. DK Donkey Kong. He's the leader of the bunch. You know him well. He's finally back to kick some tail. His coconut gun can fire in spurts. If he shoots ya, it's gonna hurt. He's bigger, faster, and stronger too. He's the first member of the DK crew. Huh. DK Donkey Kong. DK Donkey Kong is here.
I'm guessing this is from Donkey Kong.
This is the intro rap to Donkey Kong 64.
That is...
Ugh. This Kong's got style, so listen up, dudes. She can shrink in size to suit her mood. She's quick and nimble when she needs to be. She can float through the air and climb up trees. If you choose her, you'll not choose wrong. With a skip and a hop, she's one cool Kong. Huh. DK Donkey Kong.
Is that, or is that Danky Kang, like that person from Jeopardy?
Danky Kang. He has no style. He has no grace. This Kong has a funny face. He can handstand when he needs to and stretch his arms out just for you. Inflate himself just like a balloon. This crazy Kong just digs this tune. Huh, DK, Donkey Kong. DK, Donkey Kong is here. He's back again, and about time, too. And this time, he's in the mood. He can fly real high with his jetpack on. With his pistols out, he's one tough Kong. He'll make you smile when he plays his tune. But Kremlings beware, because he's after you. Huh. DK. Donkey Kong. Huh. That was Diddy Kong, by the
wow.
way. Finally, he's here for you. It's the last member of the DK crew. This Kong so strong, it isn't funny, can make a Kremlin cry out for mummy.
Speaking of Donkey Kong and whatnot, did you hear that thing about how Costco is like pulling some coconut milks from its shelves because they're like tying it. They're like chaining the monkeys up and making them go up the tree and get the coconuts.
Can pick up a boulder with relative ease. Makes crushing rocks seem such a breeze. I had not heard that. No, he may move slow. He can't jump high, but this Kong's one hell of a guy.
Wait, they say that on a kid's game?
The 64 version. It's later replaced with heck in later versions of the song. Huh. Come on, Cranky. Take it to the fridge. Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells, grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut shells. Ah, yeah. Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells. Can't do it. I'm almost
this
done.
This is complete nonsense.
Grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut shells. Ah, yeah. I think those are pickup items that you can get in the game.
Oh wow, it's always hard to imagine like people, you know, like creatives making this stuff and performing mm-hmm. it and not just being like, what the heck am I doing with my life, and just being like embarrassed.
And
they do it.
They go like hardcore. They're like, DK Donkey Kong, DK Donkey Kong is here. You know that
I think it's been like, well, if someone's writing you a really big check, your sense of dignity goes right out the window.
That's true. But yeah, Donkey Kong 64 was I owned it. It came with the expansion pack for the Nintendo 64. which just put an ugly little extra processor on the top of your N64.
Yeah.
Not a great game. I don't recall enjoying it.
Now remind me, what did that thing do that you stuck in the Nintendo? What did it do?
I think it was extra processing power. Because the engine for Donkey Kong 64 was pretty labor intensive. Yeah. But I remember enjoying it as a kid. It was tough. It was bad because, like, why does Donkey Kong and his compatriots need guns?
Yeah. Whoever gave the monkeys guns, it doesn't sound like a very good plan. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's how Planet of the Apes started. Or War for the Planet of the Apes, whatever the new ones are, where Andy Serkis dresses up as a monkey. But did you ever play that?
No, I remember, like, I didn't know who it was for, you know, like
it's a shooter,
but you've got Mario, you've got, yeah, I don't know. No, not at all.
Well, I think that's about it for this week's edition.
Oh, did we? Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. Jeez. Time flies when you're talking about 90s stuff
or, you know, reading the entirety of the DK rap. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday.
No, sorry.
Please don't forget to visit our website, namely90s.com/holiday, to get that Google form and submit your favorite or least favorite holiday episodes of 90s TV now through American Thanksgiving. You can find us on Twitter at namely90s with 90s, or find our personal accounts at bshwitty and at namelyandrew, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Hey Joe, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts at. I'm Brandon. That's Donkey Kong.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, and we'll catch you next time.
Donkey Kong.